Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tom Papa is going to be with us.
He is on the hotline right now. Of course, you've seen specials like Live in New York City and Freaked Out and Human Mule. He's got the special You're Doing Great. He's got the book and he's got the podcast as well.
Well, and there's something about Tom that, especially reading this book, that is so like comforting in terms of his childhood, my childhood, his father, my father.
It's so calming.
Just,
and then,
yeah, because the pain is the same. The terrible. I'm like, oh, yeah. Well, and I don't know what it is about childhood pain that if you meet somebody who shares that same kind of pain, you're like, well, it almost feels good.
Born November 10th in Passaic, New Jersey, he is an accomplished stand-up comedian who has starred in numerous comedy specials, logged appearances on The Tonight Show and Conan, and lent his voice to the starring role of the Rob Zombie animated feature, The Haunted World of El Superbista. His latest stand-up special, You're Doing Great, is available on Netflix. His new book of the same name is out now. And you can listen to his podcast, Breaking Bread, on numerous digital platforms. Please welcome Tom Papa.
Hey, Tom, how have you been?
I've been all right. How are you?
I'm good, man. I just, you know, like everybody else, just getting through 2020.
Yeah, it's been a great year.
Yeah, it really has. I'm like, hashtag wrong hole.
my last appearance on Conan was in January. And I'm literally on camera going, I think this is going to be a great year. 2020, I just got a good feeling about
it. I don't know if you've seen it, but I literally got a quarter yesterday, and I had to post it. There's a goddamn bat on the 2020 quarters.
Oh, my God.
I swear.
Yum.
There's no, yeah, exactly. That's no joke. I went, of course you are. It made me laugh so hard. It's so much ridiculous irony of it that I literally got online this morning and ordered 10 uncirculated minted ones as you know, COVID commemorative coins.
That's smart. You know, with everything shutting down, the restaurant shutting down, rats are going crazy. You know, all these rats are fighting each other and they're taking back the streets. It's also the year of the rat.
Of course it is. It really is the year of the rat.
Yeah. So crazy. We'll get through it.
Of course.
It's annoying, though. I keep looking at my phone like, is it over yet? Come on already.
Yeah.
Get this vaccine and get past this already.
I'm going through this book. And here's the book, by the way. You're doing great. And other reasons to stay alive. One of the reasons I love it is because it doesn't matter where you put it down. You just put a bookmark in it and pick it back up again. It's not a giant continuation story. It's individual life stories as you've gone through. And there's so much relatability in there. I'm like, good God. My father took us for ice cream once. He said, vanilla, one scoop, no cone, open your hands. I was like, Jesus, that's my dad.
Yeah, no, thanks. I really appreciate it. I decided in this book that I was going to be a little more optimistic. You know, that's kind of the way that I was taught. I was raised by, you know, my grandparents who told us that, you know, they went through the World War and they went through depression and polio and all these reasons that they could have been depressed and they weren't. And, you know, we're faced with challenges. No one gets out of it alive. You know, everybody has stuff that they've got to deal with. And we're no different, obviously. And you have to just take stock and realize this is what life is. You don't get a free pass, and you're actually doing pretty great. If you're able to take care of your family, you still have some fun, you're doing pretty great. So I kind of leaned in. I know a lot of comedy can be pretty cynical and pretty negative, and I decided I was just going to go the other way. And, you know, I wanted it to be hopeful, and I didn't realize how important it was going to be when people were shut in their homes. I get a lot of comments online that, yeah, you know, it was funny, but most of the comments are, thank you for making me feel okay for a minute because,
yeah,
you know, things are going completely sideways.
Well, even when it's commiserating on weird stuff, there's a comfort in suffering together, you know, whatever it is. It's hard. You know, I'm looking at morning, yeah, like nighttime, morning time, like morning Tom, nighttime Tom. And I'm like, oh, there's definitely morning John and then nighttime John. Most of the time I'm nighttime John, which completely ruins morning John. And it's exactly right.
Yeah, you know, right. Morning John wakes up. He's excited. He's a responsible human being. He orders coins. And
yeah. Yeah.
He's motivated. He's going to get things done. And then nighttime John shows up, and he's an alcoholic.
Yep. Nailed it.
It's true. I need a breathalyzer on PayPal.
Yeah, he's not ordering coins. He's ordering margaritas.
Yeah. Oh, my dude, I ordered a pinball machine from Stern Pinball once, and to surprise myself when it came. That's true.
Yeah, but that's... Yeah, but I think that's great. I think that's what we all kind of deal with. I mean, I wake up in the morning and think, you know what, no drinking today. Let's dial it in. Let's hydrate. Let's do all the right stuff. And I really believe that that's what my day is going to be. And 5 o'clock comes around, and that other version of you is like, we deserve a treat. Let's go buy it. The whole thing in the parking lot.
It's funny because it's never been more true than now in this summer. Like, holy cow.
I know. You got to take care of yourself. And really, it's no joke. You got to give yourself, you got to cut yourself some slack. And, you know, these are trying times and it's stressful and stuff. So you got to give yourself a treat once in a while. You got to allow yourself to, you know, eat the dumb things and have a drink or two. These things are important. You have to blow off some steam and you have to take care of yourself because nobody is. You know, when you're little, people always tell you you're doing great and slap you on the back and really encourage you. And then you become an adult and nobody cares.
Right. Right. Right.
You could be sitting there with broccoli in your teeth on your way to an important meeting and your friend will look you right in the face and just say, good luck. And they don't help you. Nobody helps.
But on the other hand, being an adult is so freeing. When I first, my girlfriend started spending the night with me, I'd wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning, and she'd wake up and I'd be moving around, and she'd go, are you eating popsicles? And I just remember looking over and going, I'm an adult. I can do whatever I want. And it was
yeah.
It's fantastic.
I always say that when I'm in the store, and it's like, can I get a candy bar? I'm like, I can get all the candy bars. I'm like a 10-year-old with money.
Yes. Yes.
No one's stopping me, baby.
Dude, my other things allowed. I don't have kids, but Jesus Christ, I never heard a family discussed in this way. It said, I made a horrible business decision. I got married and had 2 kids. He loves them, but they keep growing and growing and asking for more money. At this point, it's like living with 2 unemployed coke addicts.
They come into my office every day. They're like, we have more money. I'm like, what happened to the change from yesterday? They're like, I don't know, the economy.
It's so great, man.
They're ridiculous.
Well, that's what makes this book.
I just want more and more.
I'm telling you, anybody, if you like reading it, you're doing great. It's just a great book. It really is. And then I can't wait to check out your podcast, man. That's going to be the next thing I want to see or want to listen to.
Yeah, the podcast has been great. You know, I've had different things, podcasts through the years, but, you know, I really love
Breaking Bread
and hosting people. And it's called Breaking Bread with Tom Papa. You get it wherever you get one, your podcast. And it's where I sit down with people, and it's like, you know, when you sit and you talk about people and their history, But if you talk about them and you ask, what did your mom give you when you were sick? What was the favorite food your grandparents gave you? What was the thing that you wanted when you were on your birthday? And you just, it opens up the culture, right. And it opens up their life. And, you know, I just interviewed Joe Coy, and he had a whole run on the Philippines. He grew up that way. And then I had Joey Diaz on, and he's a Cuban-American who was raised by Italians in New York. And it just, there's some magical thing about talking about the food that raised you that just, it's really special and really fun. And I think people are really starting to catch on to it and really love it.
Breaking Bread with Tom Papa, P-A-P-A. Check out his website, tompapa.com. Don't forget to pick up the book. You're doing great. They're giving me the rap, Tom. But when this all gets done, I can't wait for you to get to Kansas City. Maybe if you have time to stop by the show. And in meantime, I'll finish out the rest of the chapter on wildlife. By the way, you and wildlife. Damn.
Yeah, I'm always attacked by the animal.
Damn,
and the weird part about that chapter, I talk about how every time I go out, squirrels are throwing nuts at me and birds are flying at my head. And then at the end of the chapter, I'm like, I'm not even going to start talking about germs. There's unsightly things that are flying up our nose.
Man, you are the great Tom Papa, and I think you're doing a great service in this world, keeping everybody happy, man. You're a good man. Stay right there, Tom. Hey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.